I don't feel dead.
Well, you're about to be.
All right. What the heck is this?
There is a guy that is like a CEO coach.
Oh, is this the article you sent me?
Yes.
Okay, I got it. Okay, I know what you're talking about. I didn't know what you're saying. We're dead. He said, imagine what you would actually be like if you were dead. Kind of gives you the blueprint for your future. He says, when we take the time to write our eulogies, it creates the magnificent pull power that draws us forward. He says, our priorities and our vision for what we want to be as leaders and how we want to get the, you know, into shape, into focus, kind of helps us and gives us clarity, enables us to make the best decisions we could ever make and get up out of our comfortable patterns and create new habits and start moving forward to be, I guess, having a better future.
So, yeah. So he's saying,
so we have to like write our eulogies?
His best practice for these, you know, Fortune 500 company CEOs is write your own eulogy. When you do that, you will realize what your true destiny is and your real career goals and life goals and things like that. So I thought it would be fun for all of us to go around the room and read our own eulogy.
Whoa. So wait, was that the point of this?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Mine should be interesting.
Yeah. All right. Well, someone has had a lot of accomplishments in their life. Let's start it off with Liv the Web Girl.
Okay. Just so you guys know, I'm reading this as my friend Brooke, because we've already promised each other we'd be doing each other's eulogies.
Okay. So she wrote this for you?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, how can you do each other's eulogies? One's going to die before the other.
Oh. Yeah, we haven't thought about that.
Sucks to die last.
Okay, so I wrote this, but as my friend Brooke.
Okay.
We've gathered here today to celebrate my babe, our loved one, our friend Liv. She had a long marriage to her husband. It's undisclosed if she has kids or not. She truly loved life, especially when we saw our beloved University of Louisville Cardinals win the basketball NCAA championship the same year as they won the college football championship. She had an amazing career with her widely popular podcast and working in radio as a co-host of a morning show. What I think has made us all truly proud of her is when she went and finally got her car registered last month.
I don't know if registered is a word.
Registered,
but
registered. Her license plate registered. But what's interesting to me is a podcast. I didn't know that you wanted to start a podcast. What about?
Yeah. That's why I haven't started it yet.
Oh,
but
so,
here's the thing.
See, we learn a lot about each other from our eulogies.
Yes.
Wow.
I'm
okay.
A pretty unfiltered rated R person sometimes.
Okay.
And I feel like a podcast would let me be able to fly.
You're absolutely right. Producer Porkchop, what would we learn about you at your funeral?
Garrett was one of the most loving men in the world. He lived his life living for others. He would have went 100 miles out of his way to make sure that you were comfortable. Unfortunately, much of his young life was hidden in the closet.
What?
But I'm gay. I don't like vaginas.
But we hope that will not cast a shadow over his life. He is survived by his loving husband, Chase, and
aww,
six children. Garrett is credited for starting the peace movement, which is what eventually brought America together.
What?
It took years, but finally, people were not looked at based upon their religion, sexual orientation, or skin color, but looked at for what's on their hearts. For his credit, Garrett received the Nobel Peace Prize in 2031.
Whoa!
His legacy was not only left in bringing peace across America, but he's also credited for starting the largest nonprofit in the world, all about bringing people together. Garrett never wanted to take any of the credit, though, always shining it upon his faithful morning listeners of over 50 years. Producer Porkchop will be missed.
Oh, that was good!
Oh, man.
Man, that was really good.
I
mean, wow, tearing up.
I kind of want him to die right now so we can actually hear somebody say that.
Okay, Joe, I'm dying to hear yours. What would we learn about your life goals through your fake eulogy?
Well, Joe Pesch was 142 years old when he died, peacefully in his sleep. But he lived an extraordinary life. Joe, who was always cheerful and never in a bad mood.
I thought he was going to say 142 pounds.
Just wait.
Who was also cheerful and never in a bad mood, devoted his days on this earth to making people laugh and being the funniest man in morning radio. When he wasn't busy making people laugh, he was busy losing weight. Joe lost over 200 pounds on Joe's journey, creating a domino effect that inspired millions of people to go on their own weight loss journeys. After opening the national fitness franchise, Joe's Gym, with a J instead of a G, Joe starred as the host of his very own weight loss competition reality show called The Joga Games.
Are you kidding me?
Which combined ballet, yoga, and martial arts to determine who was the fittest competitor. He truly did it all, including his smoking hot wife, who was eager to flip pancakes with him as much as possible after he lost all that weight and shaved his back. Joe's 13 children will continue running the Joe's 13. Gym. That's Gym with a J franchise. Now, if you look under your chairs, everybody get up, look under your chairs.
Okay.
You have a coupon for you for 2% off 1 month of membership at your local Joe's Gym with a J, because we all know how much of a cheap bastard Joe was.
Wow!
Thank you. And Alex, I'd hate to think of the day, but do you have a eulogy?
Well, both of us live to be a very nice old age. All
well,
right.
That's good.
Here's my fake eulogy that, according to some Fortune 500 CEO coach, will help reveal what our true goals are in life. Alex Clark passed away while fulfilling her lifelong dream of hugging a sloth at the age of 124. Doctors said her heart was finally happy and able to let go when she breathed in the sweet smell of algae from the baby sloth's fur. Alex was an amazing mother to her four perfect daughters, who idolized Taylor Swift just like their mother. Alex's Instagram account was perfectly in theme when she died, and she had just finally achieved her goal of getting all of her pictures to have the same filter. When she wasn't trading conspiracy theories with her daughters, she was eating Cheez-Its and crumbing all over her bed as she planned out what she would be doing on her award-winning and record-breaking radio morning show. After ditching her old co-host Joe Pesh,
what?
Alex's morning show went on to be the most successful morning show ever hosted by a woman in the United States.
What?
Her memory will be forever honored in the Radio Hall of Fame, unlike Joe, next to the other radio hosts.
Oh, excuse you?
Shots fired.
Hold on. I want to redo our eulogies. I don't like that at all. No.